Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Eradicate Hate, a global summit. The fifth annual is going on at the David Lawrence Convention Center. Started yesterday, continues through tomorrow. And one of the key components are the people who are joined to fight hate, not only here, but around the world. And we are honored to have the 46th governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Corbett, with us this morning, who served us in that role from 2011 to 2015. Governor, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you today?
Good. It's hard to believe it's been 10 years since you've been in office. And for those that don't know, you also are a professor at Duquesne Law School.
And that's correct.
Doing that for a long time.
And I'm associated with the firm Spillman Thomas & Battle, too. So I keep busy.
Good. That's good.
Not retired.
we need you. We need everyone to come together. Certainly after last week, what we saw with Charlie Kirk and what we have seen repeatedly over the last few years, and unfortunately, political anxieties, the political hate has been ramped up tremendously, and we need to find ways to come together. So how did you become a part of this?
Well, Laura Ellsworth had invited me when she was forming it with the chancellor 6 years ago to become involved. And I was much more involved the first couple of years. This year I've been traveling quite a bit, so I wasn't able to be involved, except for today when I'm going to introduce Governor Shapiro to the crowd at around 11 o'clock. But it's something that was also came home to me because Michelle Rosenthal, who I think you know.
Yes.
She lost her two brothers in that, and we are friends. And I just decided that it was something good for me to get involved with. I wasn't working full time at the time. And I just believe that people can't just watch it on the news and let it go and say, well, wait until something else happens. And the effort that's been taking place here in Pittsburgh by the Eradicate Hate Summit, which is a global summit, people coming in from around the world to talk about the issue of hate. Very tough issue. Unfortunately, we've had hate, you know, probably the entire portion of humanity at this time. But how can we eliminate it? How can we reduce it? And they talk, I was looking at the Post-Gazette today, the headlines there about how somebody talks about trying to reduce his anger when he was a young man. And, you know, if you don't even talk about it, we're never going to go anywhere. And I look at, yes, we do have political hate. We don't like each other's parties. I can't say that I'm a member of that. I would say I respect each other's parties. I respect the different positions. But who can continue this type of violence and random violence also?
And for those who would wonder who will be speaking over the next 2 days now to try to get some kind of collective effort to reduce, at very least, the hate speech that goes on.
Well, I'm going to point them to the Eradicate Hate website, which is eradicatehate.com, because there is the agenda, and I don't have an agenda here in front of me at the moment. But there are many sessions. There's over 1,000 people that I think will be attending this at this point, not only in person, but from people around the world. So the subjects are varied. I just don't, unfortunately, can't help you, Larry. I don't have that in front of me.
Okay, that said, it's obvious that you, as a Republican former governor, introducing the current Democratic governor, that in itself sends a message.
Well, you know, I've known Governor Shapiro, Josh, for 30 years now, I guess. And I can say we can agree on some things and we probably disagree on some things. But it's the manner in which we disagree that has to be taken in light of. You can disagree politely, you can disagree, but anger and hate has no place in a disagreement, particularly in a democracy, in a republic like we have in the United States. Unfortunately, throughout our history, we've seen that hate has taken over. Probably the best case of that was the Civil War back in the 1860s. And many other instances where you see hate has taken over our better angels and let our worse angels come out. Between the governor and I, we can talk very well. We have found some things that are in common, and where there's some things that we're just not going to be in agreement. He's the governor now. I was the former governor. The governor gets to choose what he wants to do. I get to choose to comment as I see fit.
And you both share a previous role of being attorney general.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Generals for the state. So you have a lot of common ground and I'm sure a lot of interesting conversations between the two.
Well, we do. And in fact, we have talked on various issues from the time he became Attorney General, time into governorship. We don't talk too often, but we have very good conversations. The most recent time we were in person was unfortunately due to the firebombing of the governor's residence and the effort that we put, former governors and former first families put into raising money for those portions of the property that can't be repaired without private money rather than state money.
And I know that being in Pittsburgh, you know, with the Tree of Life, as you mentioned, with Michelle Rosenthal, one of our colleagues here, her uncle was one of the victims too. Right. And then as they finally, after all these years, it'll be 7 years, announced that they're about to have the reconstruction that many people have waited. You continue to have these splinter groups of hate. And it came to our town that year in October. And it's troubling to many people that it doesn't seem like we've gone too far beyond.
Well, you know, if I had you understand, Larry, I'd ask you to detail that a little bit better. When we say we, I think many people have moved on beyond that. But the we today isn't just the community of Pittsburgh. Unfortunately, it's a worldwide community. It's on something called the internet, and the ability to spread hate anonymously with nobody knowing who said what, and people believing what they read when there's been no fact check with the media, not nearly the effectiveness that they had even 20 years ago, 10 years ago. The fact, I would never say we, I say individuals. For instance, the individual at the Tree of Life, the individual in Utah, the individual in Minnesota, those were individual acts. What stirred those acts? I truly believe a great deal, and I've talked about it with the organization I'm part of, Keep Our Republic, is the internet and the ability to for people to communicate anonymously and stir things up. Do you ever see a lynch mob on TV? Remember watching the old Westerns and you'd see a lynch mob?
Right, the mob mentality.
Okay. Mob mentality. Well, there's a mob mentality on the internet, and nobody knows who they are. And so they can say anything. They could be your next door neighbor. They could be something that somebody who goes to school with you, but you don't know who they are. At least in the Westerns, you knew who they were, and the people could be face down. The difficulty is the internet and what it allows people to say and do without having to be responsible for their actions at all.
Is there anything do you think we can do about that, or is the genie just out of the bottle and we have to deal with it?
Unfortunately, I think the genie is somewhat out of the bottle. I think efforts to get it back in, but particularly in our country, one of the best things we have is also, it's a double-edged sword, and that's the First Amendment and freedom of speech. People can say what they want to say. There's, you know, there are court cases to say, well, you can only go so far with that, but it's very difficult to retract a statement that somebody has made. They may, if they want to say they're sorry, they shouldn't have made it, that's fine. But you know, with hate groups, unfortunately, that hate fills their heart. And you know, I often tell people that, you know, you need to look above, look to the Lord to try and help us change some hearts.
EradicateHateSummit.org. Former Governor Tom Corbett, appreciate your time as always, Governor. Thank you. Good luck today.
Larry, one thing. Tell Colin Dunlap, I heard this on the radio yesterday, somebody fed him bad information about the why and my shooting ability.
Okay. I will do that, Governor. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
We'll talk again. Governor Tom Corbett.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.